ఓం శాంతి. వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్. సో అభి కా జో హమారా సెషన్ హోనే వాలా హై, ఇట్ ఇస్ అబౌట్ విజ్డమ్ ఫార్ చేంజింగ్ టైమ్స్. రైట్, విజ్డమ్ ఫార్ చేంజింగ్ టైమ్స్. సో వెన్ వీ టాక్ అబౌట్ చేంజ్, లెట్ అస్ డూ అ క్విక్ యాక్టివిటీ. ఓకే, ఆర్ యూ ఆల్ రెడీ? ఎస్ ఎస్, తథాస్తు వాలా తో హో గ్యా, యూ గాట్ ద ట్రిక్ నౌ. నౌ దిస్ ఇస్ సంథింగ్ డిఫరెంట్. సో జస్ట్ కీప్ యువర్ రైట్ హ్యాండ్స్ ఇండెక్స్ ఫింగర్ ఇన్ ద ఫ్రంట్ అండ్ లెఫ్ట్ హ్యాండ్స్ థంబ్ లైక్ దిస్ అప్ రైట్. రైట్ హ్యాండ్స్ ఇండెక్స్ ఫింగర్ ఇస్ పాయింటింగ్ ఇన్ ద ఫ్రంట్, లెఫ్ట్ హ్యాండ్స్ థంబ్ ఇస్ పాయింటింగ్ అప్వర్డ్స్. అండ్ వెన్ ఐ సే చేంజ్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ ది రివర్స్. సో దిస్ ఫింగర్ విల్ గో ఇన్ సైడ్ అండ్ ద థంబ్ విల్ రైజ్, and this thumb will go inside and the finger will come out, and the finger, I will come to this towards the center so that everybody is able to see, the finger will always be in the x axis, finger cannot be in the y axis, and the thumb always has to be in the y axis. Okay, so x and y axis, and at one time there only has to be one finger and one thumb. So check yourself, dono hath mein, ek hath mein finger hai to dusre mein thumb hona chahiye. Okay, ready? Simple. Okay, let's try. Change, 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 change. ये हंसी का क्या मतलब है? हंसी से क्या समझे? बहुत इजी है या नहीं हो रहा? नहीं हो रहा. गिव अप. Somebody is so happy giving up. I saw it for the first time. Give up karke itna khush hai. Confusing. Okay. I saw some of you were like looking, acha inse bhi nahi ho raha, inse bhi nahi, then to then it's okay. Inse bhi ho gaya, unse bhi ho gaya, ab to mujhse hona chahiye. Sister to kar rahi hai bada speed mein, right? So change at all times is not very convenient, but if we are able to apply some wisdom to it and adapt to it, it will turn out for our larger benefit. Let's do a second version of this activity now. Are we all ready? Dono haath ki finger ek saath. Aur jab change kahenge so, the fingers will go in and the thumb will come up. Okay? Ready? Change. 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 Ah, this is easy now. Change, change, change. What was the difference? Why is this simple? You're doing it together. You're doing the same things on both the hands. So you see, when you want, दूसरे तो मुझसे प्यार से बात करे, लेकिन मैं प्यार से बोलूंगी तो काम नहीं होगा. We complicate things for ourselves. If we keep it that simple here, life will be so simple here. So many such mantras, many such tips to adapt yourself to changing times will now be given to you in this session by our expert faculty, respected Radhika Didi ji. Let us welcome her with a round of applause. So she comes from Hyderabad. She is a dedicated sister for over 25 years now, and based and managing the whole services of the Brahma Kumaris Management Center in the Nagarjuna Hills of Hyderabad. She is an expert Raj Yoga teacher. She is an expert. She is herself masters in psychology. So she is very, very good with youth and with professional and people of all age groups and all professional backgrounds in delivering practical solutions to them, which are rooted in spirituality. In fact, she has authored two books which share such important and such practical tips with people. And she also addresses a host of audiences which come from all walks of life. So, and along with, I see, I have personally learned a lot from her through her wit and wisdom together. So, we welcome Radhika Didi today, and we are looking forward to listening what wisdom can we apply to the present changing times.
Om Shanti. And thank you, Vidyatri. That was a wonderful introduction and at the same time a nice exercise. So in the minute we talk about wisdom, you all know there's a lot of difference between what we know and how wisely we are able to bring what we know into life. So how to is wisdom. I can have all the best virtues in the world and I can have all the capabilities in the world, but the thing is, how do I bring it out there? The right time, the right situation, and the right way. Most times people do very right thing at the wrong time. I happened to be talking to somebody and she works in Hyderabad in an IT. And so she was telling me, "Sister, I have so many issues, especially with my boss, you know, my team head, and he's creating a lot of issues for me." So I shared it with my husband, right? And I have been telling him several times about what's going on at work. And so he listens. And then very recently, he tells her, "Forget it, resign. You can't do it. This is a corporate world. So you need to know how to cope with people more than knowing how to just work. You should know how to work with people. So resign, forget it." So she sat across me and she was saying, "Sister, I was upset with my boss. Now I'm more upset with my husband." Now I asked her why. So she says, "I'm not looking for advices. At this point of time, I want someone to listen." He just has to listen and say, "Oh, your boss is bad. Oh. Oh, your boss did that. Oh. I don't want any advice." Wisdom is to keep your mouth shut. Somebody was asking me, I was in a company in Tarapur Atomic Power Station, and there was this, the one who takes care of marketing, he got up, because of the 3 whole day session on leadership, he got up and he asked me, "Sister, tell me, you know, what is Brahma Kumari's take on leadership? Because I've read so much about leadership. And actually, in fact, I give, you know, some sessions on leadership. So what is your take? Can you just tell me in one sentence? Because 3 whole days is really wrong and I don't have that kind of time." So I said, according to Brahma Kumari's, leadership is not to think too much. That's about it. You get things done, but you are safe here. You're not investing too much energy for something you're going to get very little. Back in Hyderabad, I happened to have this girl who shifted from Delhi to Hyderabad, and she got, because she got married to this boy in Hyderabad. So she complained to me, just a conversation, and she said, "Sister, the thing is, I've not seen anything in Hyderabad. It's been 6 months since I've been married. I've not seen anything. Whatever I've seen is through the car, just driving past." And my husband points it out and says, "Oh, this is so-and-so place and this is this mall, but I've never gone there." So in a conversation again with her husband, I know him since he's, you know, he was a teenager. So I told him, "Why don't you take her, Deepak, to a mall nearby, the new mall, take her. Didi, I'm so tired in the weekend, I need to rest." I said, "Oh, it's okay, but you can take her. Just go and show her the new mall." I was not sure whether he's going to take her or not, but I just, you know, communicated to him. So the next time I meet this girl, his wife, I ask her, and she says, "Didi, did you tell him to take me to the new mall?" I said, "Yes, I was not supposed to, is it?" So she said, "Don't tell him anything." I said, "Why? Well, what happened? Did he take you or not?" She said, "Yeah, he took me. He took me. And he took me inside and then he said, 'Dekh lo, dekh le, okay? Ye bhi dekhna hai, okay? Satisfied? Kush hai?' when we try too hard, when you get the result, you don't enjoy it. Wisdom is to know that this particular stage could be 2 feet. It could be 2 feet, right? Now, I made that effort. None of you made that effort, the kind of effort I made. I climbed up those 5-6 steps and came up here. You happily came and sat there. Right? So, I have the best view here. Best view. I mean, I can see all of you all in one go. None of you can have the view that I have, right or wrong? Kushi manao ki nahi manao? Best view. Now, if I don't enjoy this 2 feet height, will I be able to enjoy 6 feet ka? This is wisdom. If I am not happy wherever I have reached, it is rest assured that once I reach a 6 feet height, I am still going to be unhappy. This is wisdom. I know I have to do better, I know I have to progress, I know I have to achieve. There's nothing wrong with that. But let me make sure that I should be happy by the time I reach there. I happen to study in a school where you had this slope, you know. So if you would climb up the slope and you climb up real, which is a little mountainy kind of a place, you can see the whole Hyderabad. It is a wonderful climb. So when we were in school, we would be waiting for a ride to go back home. We would have this little time to climb. And we would climb and go on top there and enjoy it. But there used to be a few girls who would climb up along with us and they would say, Kitta chadna hai, kitta chadna hai, chedo. Because every point you can stop and have a view actually. By the time we would reach on the top, and then we just stop there to enjoy the view, and these girls would say, "Ab dekh kitna utarna hai abhi." So the whole joy of being there and enjoying the peak moment, as you call it, to be in that peak, is not there. Koi mere ko utare to kahan tak main baith paungi, kya karungi? So to have that surety that all through my journey, whatever is going on, however I am, I should make sure that I don't invest too much of my thoughts, too much of my words, and too much of my actions where I'm not going to get any result. I know there is nothing there. Just before I came here, I was talking to somebody. In fact, two girls with the same names. Let me call them Meena. Both of their names are Meena, but they're not related or connected anyway. And both of them are sitting in their parents' home and not going back to their husbands. Both of them. Same situation. I don't know how it is. And so I was talking to one of them and I said, whatever it is, your wisdom in your situation is to not to say anything. To be quiet. Do you understand what it means to be quiet? So she says, even if they shout, if my mother-in-law says anything, I should just be quiet. I said, the thing is, that particular situation requires to be quiet, you to be quiet, and then we talk about it later. And then you deal with it later. Then you have a conversation about it. At this point of time, they're not in the frame of mind to understand you or do anything about it. So I've been telling her since maybe a couple of weeks. So whenever she would come, and of course she's not able to learn meditation because her mind is wandering and she wants instant solutions. And I keep telling her that to wait and to be patient is wisdom here. That is a solution. So I was on the way back here and she calls me and she says, I told you sister, my husband is, you know, it's impossible to manage, it's difficult. I said, why, what happened now? She said, he called me and he said the conference is going on well in Bangalore and everything. And then I said, and what did you say? So lovely, you're enjoying or something like that. Did you say that? No. I said, you know, that you're enjoying, but I'm suffering with your mother. You know, to have that that moment of silence and that reminder, that instant reminder, keep quiet. You're very wise because you're investing a lot of energy now. So he said, you are this, you are th-, and then she said, you are this, and you, both of them argued for half an hour and then put on the phone and then messaging and messaging and messaging continuously all through the night, and in between that she's messaging me too. So wisdom is to save energy, save time, save my peace of mind, that I keep myself peaceful and not prove myself constantly. If I were to put a diamond in a plastic cover and bring it to you and say, these are diamonds, and you say, no sister, I doubt it. Diamonds don't come in plastic covers. They come in beautiful boxes. And if you were to bring it in a nice box, I would believe it's a diamond. So if you have the truth and you're speaking the truth, if you're speaking the truth, it has to be presented in the right way so that people can believe it. Yeah, you make sense, yes. How people can doubt you and think you could be false is when you add too much emotions when it's not needed. Too many feelings, too much into it that people can't understand you at all. You know, sometimes when people cry and talk, I always tell them, first you cry and then you talk, because I can't understand what you're trying to say. There will be no logic. So the thing is to be able to know that this is not my moment, this is not the time, and I know I can prove myself, I know what I'm doing is right, and there is a time and moment for that. And to be able to understand that and to be reminded of that at the right time. How wonderful it is, isn't it? You don't need anybody coming and telling you, no, no, don't say anything now. Don't talk about it. Somehow everybody else knows that you're not supposed to say anything. I'm the only one who doesn't know that. Somehow I feel by talking or speaking something or doing something can prove something. Nothing can be proven. So the thing is, how much do I understand my situation? And how much I am just compromising with everything and going ahead? Because the more you compromise, the more it gets bottled up. And sometime or the other, it has to come out. Whether at work, whether in a relationship, whether in a situation, whether it's something to do with the past. It will come, it is bound to come out. I happened to meet somebody and he was saying, long back, and he was saying, sister, my brother is admitted in the hospital here. He's going to go through bypass. I said, should I go and meet him? I said, what kind of question is that? Why should you not meet him? He's your brother, no? He says, the thing is, we haven't spoken for the past 20 years now. Why? I don't remember, sister. What really the situation was. A lot of things happened, but I don't really know the real reason. I don't remember. So when I don't understand the impact of one sentence, the impact of what would have happened, impact of anything that I do, if I'm not aware, I'm creating these gaps with people and I'm not even aware. Like I throw a stone and I don't think there's nothing. It's not harmful, and walk by. Wisdom is to know this person gets hurt with these sentences. And I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. I know he's wrong. I know she's wrong. But I'm not going to say that. Never. I'm saving my energy. So how much of compromises do I do that I have no control over my emotions? And there is absolutely no way that you can have this kind of wisdom, this kind of clarity and understanding without silence. The more I'm able to spend a little bit of time with myself and having these conversations, again and again and again, do I need to do this? Is it really important? Do I have to be like somebody else? Does somebody have to understand me the way I am? No. There's this girl I know, her newfound friendships, you know. Hyderabad is full of newfound friends and trying to prove to each other how good we are and all that. So she comes across this new group, and they are, this one particular girl is very close to her, and they were all going for a trip to some resort, all the friends, and they didn't call her. No, I don't know why they didn't call her. So she, of course, who's the person that you're going to share it with? Your husband. So she's sharing with him in the night. No, look, she went with all the other friends and she didn't even call me. And she's crying. And what not I have done for this girl. And she's crying and crying. The husband heard it through, and then he wants to sleep. So she looks at him and it seems she says, "Aap kaise so sakte ji? Main ro rahi hu na." So you cannot sleep till I stop crying. So he just said one sentence. I understand it's a sentence of wisdom. He said, you have to respect this girl's wisdom. You have to respect that girl's decision. That is wisdom. You have to accept that she doesn't like you. Accept kar lo na. Ye koi guarantee hai ki sabko aap pasand aana chahiye? Aisa koi guarantee hai? Nahi, she doesn't like you. Full stop. Accept it. No. You have to. Can you force somebody to like you? No, you can't. And for all you know, there are a lot of people are very nice to you, and the wisdom is they may not be liking you. Just because they're nice to you doesn't mean they like you. Kai baar pata bhi pad jata hai ki they don't like you. But they're very pleasant and nice to you, how are you and everything. But internally they don't care whether you're fine or not. So to have this clarity, it's not being pessimistic, it's being realistic. Wisdom is brings you very close to reality. And that is when you understand. I had this a young student who's studying MBA, and there was this college right next to our center. It was called ICFI Institute. So this boy walked in and he said, "Sister, I want to talk to you. And first I want to have a conversation. I have some questions." So obviously he was not looking for meditation, but he just needed some answers. So I asked him, "What is it?" He said, "I'm sharing a room with this boy from Nagpur. I'm from Delhi. And I am, you know, I need everything clean. And I keep my room very clean. That's what, you know, I've learned, and this is how I keep. And I get very agitated if I don't have a clean room." Okay. "And this boy is my roommate, and he keeps everything dirty. He soaks his clothes for days together, does not wash it. And it's stinking. Then he comes to the class late, wearing my shirt. My newly ironed shirt. And when I ask him, 'How can you wear my shirt?' And he says, 'What are friends for? Learn to share.'" So this is the situation I am in. I can't shift. We've already paid for the whole year. And I don't know what to do. So I said, "Look, he wants a dirty room. He'll keep it dirty. You want a clean room, you clean it." That's, "Sister, what kind of an answer is that? You give me a proper answer." I said, "Look, you have to do what you've been doing all through. But you have to do it with wisdom. The wisdom is to understand and not to compromise, so that you can save a lot of thoughts and keep your peace." So he said, "What do I do?" I said, "Look, now he has a lot of bad traits. Like he's lazy, he's careless, and he's dirty, so many things. Is there anything good in this boy?" He thought for a while and he said, "He makes good coffee, sister." "Oh, really? You like coffee? I love coffee. Okay. Anything else?" "He coaches me in finance. Subject which I'm not so good at, he coaches me." "Oh, that's nice. Anything else?" And his sister, "When I don't get money from home in time, he lends it and he does not ask it back." "Sarva, what else do you want? So now you clean the room. But don't think he's a dirty boy, dirty boy. No, no. You clean, but you're thinking, he makes good coffee. He coaches me in finance. And he gives me money and does not ask it back. Can you do that? You keep on cleaning, and but these thoughts are there. That is understanding. Do you know how to understand? I said, would there be any results in this? I mean, I said, you have to do to see, you know, if it works or not. So he went, I mean, I lost touch with him, and then in between he would just message Happy New Year, Happy Diwali kind of thing. And then one day he messages and he says, sister, I want to come down to the center. Aaj mera birthday hai. Maine aa jao na, his institute is just across our center. Aa jao, abhi aa jao. He said, main nahi aa sakta hun. I can't come now because I had a lot of assignments and I did not pay a lot of attention to my room. I'm going to go clean and take a shower and everything. I'll come in the evening. I said, theek hai, koi baat nahi. Then he goes and immediately he calls me. I thought he's going to change the timing or something. I said, what is it? Didi, surprise hai. So kya hua? I said, I came to my room. The new bed sheets. Everything clean. I don't have to clean anything. And there's a card kept on the table. This is my birthday gift to you. Enjoy. To be able to understand, you are earning your freedom from this troublesome mind. The minute you understand, others change. The minute you keep on compromising, they rebel. It's the whole story is about your mind, what you're thinking. You can be very nice to people and not say a thing, and you know you look like you're putting up with everything, but internally there is tufan. It's burning inside. And then externally you're okay, but what travels faster is what you're thinking. Wisdom is to keep in check with what you're thinking, because this is going to go reach that person. Like I just mentioned to you, if somebody were to come and talk to you nicely, I said, oh, that's lovely, you're so nice and everything. But then you can see through, can't you? That they mean it or not. You can make out, no? Like right now you're all sitting here. I can see quite a few of you, all of you. And then if you're not interested in what I'm speaking, would I not know? I'm not going to do anything about it, but I would know. It's okay. It doesn't matter. So you don't even have to come and tell me, sister, I didn't like what you spoke. You didn't have to tell me. I know. Because vibrations come. They reach people faster. You can be in America and you can send a vibe somewhere. It will get there. So you can be nicest and do a lot of good things. Somebody was telling me, sister, I've done everything nice. I said, wisdom is to first take care of you here. Then you do something nice. You're not a human doing, you're a human being first. Right? So you have to be something. How do I feel about this person? And do I heal? Do I cleanse it? Do I clean it? And then I do something nice. I just don't keep doing and doing nice and then feeling, what did I get? What did I get? Because I'm measuring every action now. It's not natural. So, the topic being, you know, changing times or current times or whatever, is that, am I ready to contribute the right thing at the right time? Not what people don't need. Like, you know, if somebody comes home and they have, they're thirsty, and you made 32 varieties of food, or you got it through Swiggy or whatever, you have a whole lot of food laid out, and somebody, your friend whom you called, walked in and they said, can I have a glass of water, please? What should you do? Glass of water, no? But you'd say, no, I have made 32 varieties of food, you should first have that, no water, no? What wisdom is there in this? Forcing your love upon somebody. Forcing your happiness on somebody. Sometimes I ask people, are you a fountain or are you a well? What kind of a person are you? A fountain or a well? What would you define yourself as? Right? Why? Why a well? Always available, and you can take as much as you want, and they're very deep. very deep, and they're useful. Fountain, so a lot of happiness, a lot of show, circulation of dirty water. There's nothing there really, nothing there. So sometimes we can have this happiness and you want to push it across to others. Somebody was telling me, sister, itni meko itna khushi, itni khushi. Maine kaha, yeah, that's wonderful. To maine kaha, chal, movie chal, movie chal. I was telling my wife, nahi, meko mood nahi hai. What is this? He was saying, why should it? So you should first find out why mood nahi hai. Sir, no, sister, she should immediately jump into this happiness. No, she can't. Wisdom is to understand others will not be flying with you whenever and however you want. Each one is in their own journey. I had a couple who had come. They married for more than 15 years. And he was telling me, in the course of the conversation, he said, his wife was just next to him and he said, Didi, kaise bhi karke inko muskurana sikha do. And she looks very serious. She was looking very serious. To unko muskurana sikha do. As soon as I go home, her crestfallen face, she's been fighting with my mother since 15 years. And my mother is also complaining about her. Why do I earn? Why do I live? Why do I work hard to see these faces when I come home? So I said, I looked at her. I said, Malati ben, aapko kuch sunana hai? You know, you want to say something. She just shook her head with no expression. And then suddenly he gets a call. And then he said, sister, baat karke aa jaunga. He took the phone and went out. You know, he just went out. Immediately, his wife, she jumped from that end of that couch, runs and comes and sits next to me and says, Didi, ye aane se pehle baat kar lenge. Maine kaha, kya hai? Kya baat karni hai? So I said, Didi, it is true what he said. I and my mother-in-law have been fighting since 15 years, a lot of conflicts. But the problem is not me. I am not the problem, Didi. My mother-in-law is not the problem. He is the problem. Maine kaha, aap dono lad rahe ho. How come he is the problem? Said, you know, Didi, as soon as he comes home, I am in my room crying. My mother-in-law is in her room crying. What should he do? He should come to me and ask me, Malati, kya hua? And I will tell you, mother is like this and that. Whatever it is in my heart, I will share. He should tell me that she's become old. What she'll change? I am there for you. Whatever you need, you ask me. Something, some reassurance. And then he should go to his mother because she doesn't have anybody either. So he'd go to tell, Mama, what happened? Tumhari biwi aisi aisi. Ah, meri biwi to jiddi hai, mummy. Wo change hone wali nahi hai. She's like that only. I am there for you, Mama. Whatever you want, I will do. He does nothing of this, but he stands there and says, be happy, be happy. Kaise honga? Where will you get happiness from? To step back. Constantly we have to step back. But do I need to contribute tolerance here? Or do I contribute listening? Easy, no? Wisdom, when you have wisdom, solutions are simple. We can complicate it when we just have knowledge and knowledge of what is right and wrong and we are not using the wisdom what is necessary there. He's been tolerating them. Why should you tolerate? Contribute. Contribute the right thing. Listen. I was telling this somebody and I told him that, look, you know what you have to do is to appreciate your wife. Well, I think that's a very simple thing. I don't think I've said anything complicated. So I told him, you just appreciate your wife. Because she's been telling me that when she wakes up in the night, like 2 o'clock, somewhere in the middle of the night, she wakes up and she feels like jumping from the third floor of that apartment. So I told him, please, unko aise thoughts aa rahe na, to kuch karna padega. Or else if it continues, then we should take her to a psychiatrist. You know, even now I would request, you know, I recommend you take her to a psychiatrist and let us, because suicidal ideation to hai na. So he said, what do you want to, Didi, don't worry, he's telling me. Don't worry, I'll lock the balcony door. I'll lock it, he's telling me. I said, no, that is not the thing you should appreciate. तो क्या अप्रिशिएट करूँ दीदी, शी कुक समथिंग और एनीथिंग. नहीं नहीं, मैं झूठ नहीं बोल सकता दीदी, आई एम नॉट. अच्छा, झूठ की बात नहीं है, इट इज लाइक समथिंग एनीथिंग यू अप्रिशिएट. सो आई देन आफ्टरवर्ड्स आई डिडंट मीट देम फॉर सम टाइम एंड लेटर ऑन शी टोल्ड मी दैट दोज थॉट्स आर नॉट कमिंग एंड शी इज ओके, बट शी टोल्ड मी आई नीड टू कम एंड मीट यू. सेड ओके कम. सो शी कम्स एंड शी टेल्स मी, दीदी वो थॉट्स नहीं आ रहे, दूसरे थॉट्स आ रहे अभी. No, कौन से थॉट्स आ रहे अभी? शी सेड यू नो दिस थॉट्स आर लाइक यू नो आई वॉन्ट टू टेक अ स्टोन एंड वेरी टेरेबल इजंट इट. नाउ दिस थॉट आई कांट टेल हिम, आई कांट टेल हिम. सो आई सेड ओ माय गॉड, आई सेड आई कॉल्ड हिम, आई सेड यू हैव टू अप्रिशिएट हर, समथिंग यू हैव टू डू यू नो, बिकॉज शी इज गेटिंग फ्रस्ट्रेटेड यू नो, सिटिंग द हाउस मॉर्निंग टिल इवनिंग कुछ भी नहीं है एंड ऑल दैट. So I don't know what happened, and then he was going to, from the center he can go to work, just right from the center. So he said, Didi, I'll drop in, I have to share something with you, I'm pretty excited. So he came up and he said, Didi, yesterday morning I remembered, sister, what I should appreciate her. So what is it? I had to be in silence for some time, like you said, and I remembered that when I got married, I told my wife, मुझे काकड़ी है ना ऐसे ऐसे कट कर मुझे अच्छा नहीं लगता है, ऐसे ऐसे कट करके नींबू और नमक डालने में बहुत अच्छा लगता है ना, आई रियली लाइक दैट. तो how many ever years they were married, since then till now she only cuts it like this, never like this. So this is what I need to appreciate. So I went up to him, went up to her and told her, look, I have to tell you this, you always cut kakadi like this for me, thank you. Now something is better than nothing. So you, that is wonderful what you are doing and I have to appreciate it. Ye cut karna easy hai, ye mehnat hai, tum ye kar rahe ho. So I don't know what happened, but evening didi main ghar gaya, unka chehra khila hua hai, so much change in her face, so much change in her behavior. What you said was right, one sentence of appreciation. Now I'm sitting in silence and thinking what all to appreciate now. Roz kuch to kuch appreciate karna hai, simple solutions. And I don't think so this is something that you know they had to come to me that I can tell. Everybody knows and everybody has such good advices and they're able to give directions and help others maneuver through their lives. But the thing is that kind, that moment of silence and the moment that you can spend with yourself is lacking. Again the minute, let's say you just go shout at somebody, just somebody, and then you get busy with your work, you won't even know. But if you have that moment of silence at that moment, that time, you will feel bad. नहीं बोलना चाहिए था, इतना जोर से क्यों बोले, मन में जरूर आता है. Silence helps. Meditation is nothing but contributing little silence to yourself so that there's lot of clarity, understanding and you save energy. Because you will know what to do when and how to do what. You won't go on sowing very good seeds in infertile lands and expect results. Continuously investing so much energy into something, you're not going to get anything out of it. So time and time again, what is it that I can contribute? Wherever I go, whomever I meet, what is it I need to contribute? Like you know, you're going for a meeting. You're all in IIT and everything, you're going for a meeting. You do make points, you write your points of what you need to discuss and what you need to do and all that. But apart from that, you need to have another list. Any interaction can create some disturbance. I'm being very realistic. Some disturbance, there will be one person in the whole group whom you don't really like. Their comment or their decision or their attitude or their expression also, you will not like. So what is the preparation I need to do? So you need to sit for a while. While means I'm not saying for half an hour. No, 2 minutes. Just like you just went to a restroom and come back. That much time. And you're thinking, what all should I take with me apart from this file? Little patience, little understanding, little acceptance, little letting go. Shall I take all this? Write it down. And once you pay attention, it works. If you just flow through life from one thing to another, one thing to another, it's getting overlapped from what happened there and what happened here. And your reactions and responses in one place will go to another place. And the focus that you require is not there. I happened to talk to somebody, and she was telling, she was crying. She was in her early 40s, and so she was talking about her niece, who's having this grand Grah Pravesh, housewarming in Hyderabad, and she's built a beautiful bungalow. And so she got the invitation, and you know, usually you must be coming across these marriage invitation, wedding cards, which are very exclusive kind of a thing. I remember I got this card which is like a palace, and then there's a drawer, and you open it, there are all cards of different events, rain dance and don't know what not. So this particular card was also like that, for Grah Pravesh. So she's upset. Said, why? Your niece is having a beautiful house. Why are you crying? Sister, she did not send a card to my son or my daughter. My son-in-law and my daughter-in-law will not come without the invitation. No, she didn't even call. So they stay in Bangalore, but they can call. No, she didn't call, sister. And then she went and mentioned it to her husband. Look, this girl did not send invitation for our children. I got it, we got it, but they didn't get. So what did the husband say? Tumhara family aisi hai. Tumhara family aisi hai, tum bhi nahi ja. Hum nahi jayenge, bacche nahi jayenge, to hum kyun jayenge? We won't go. So sister, I'm so upset how my husband is talking. I said, look, there is no solution with that. There is a solution. Little wisdom. That niece, you must have carried her at some point. When she was small, little, you carried her. So you have that much right to tell her, beta, you did not send it to your cousins. Send to them. If she has forgotten, remind them. If she doesn't have manners, teach her. Simple as that. You will not go and discuss with your husband. It's a waste of time. He will say something. You're giving a chance. Say, "Ah, bell, mujhe mare." No, it's like, come. Come and say something nasty to me now. Wisdom is the ability to gauge how and what, you know, result you're going to get much before anything happens. You're able to know. Some people know, but they purposefully do the same thing that will disturb the environment. The control which is there. So the more, you know, we had gone to Deepa Ben and myself, they had invited us in Mumbai to one gym, inauguration of a gym. And I see this person, a lot of people, not one person, a lot of them are standing in front of the mirror and they're going on doing that continuously. And then they are the ones who will train celebrities, it seems. They come at a very odd hours and they are there only for them. So they train them. So each one belongs to one celebrity. And they have to do it themselves. So I was telling, so you every day you do. So every day, sister. We have to do. One day also miss nikar sakte. Roj karna padta. Because we're teaching others, no? I said, that's true. That's very true. So then I said, if this job is easy, is it very easy? Do they learn? It's very difficult with some celebrities. They have a lot of attitude problems. So the way they snap at you and speak and all, they're not all of them are mannerful and you know all that. They can be very rude also. Acha, like that. Then I said, you know, along with building your muscles, you should build your spiritual muscles also. The more you're taking the right kind of thought, the thoughts are the muscles. So keep on taking, I know I'm doing the right thing. I am full of resources. I'm a being of peace. You know, you're building that. Whilst you're doing this, what are you thinking? Nothing great. You're eating food. What are you thinking? Nothing great. You're opening a fridge. What are you thinking? Nothing great. Climbing up steps. What are you thinking? Don't know. And that is the time I can build my muscles, my spiritual muscles. And when I build those spiritual muscles, it will help me at the right time. I get that control. Like the way when you build the muscles, you get control. You can hold 100 kg like that. Let's say somebody shares the same weight like me. And he's picking up 200 kgs. You come and tell me, sister, same weight like you. He is picking up 2,200 kgs. No, I can't. Why you can't, sister? Try. He has built his muscles. He is much, much more stronger than me. Isn't it? He's practiced. He spent some time on it. Same way, if I am able to spend some time in building these muscles, training my consciousness, little bit time, not too much. Do that. There is change in how you see things. Somebody had called me and they said, she was talking to me in Telugu and she said, at any point of time, why I want to meditate is at any point of time, I should get this one sentence in my mind. One word actually, not even sentence. It should come in my mind from my heart. I said, "Acha, what is it?" In Telugu she says, "Parvaledu." Parvaledu means, it's okay. Koi baat nahi. For everything, koi baat nahi. Inhune danta hai, koi baat nahi. Mood acha nahi hoga. Oh my God, what I did not become successful. Koi baat nahi. Acha ho jayenga phir se. To be able to tell that, I am able to save and take care of my body well too then, because I am not going to get illnesses, because if I don't control here, it will affect the body. It will affect my mood. It will affect my relationships also. So what we are going to do as small little exercises, we are going to show you a list of virtues, which you already have. But I'd like you all to scan through these 36 virtues and pick up that one that defines you. You have all of them, it's not like you don't have. But predominantly what is that virtue that you have within you? That time and time again, if I were to ask your family members, they would point out that virtue and say, yes, this is who that person is. Right? It's not come yet, is it? Yeah. So these virtues, you have experienced at one point or the other. And during your moments where you felt really low, this particular virtue must have helped you to come out of it. You must have experienced at moments when you're the peak, you have reached the peak and for some achievement, this particular virtue has helped you. And at every, if I show this list to anybody, let's say we'll just do one small exercise before we get into the second one, is when you see this list and you think about a problem which is really bothering you right now, something which is again pricks you, or whenever that particular situation comes in front of you, it really troubles you. So for that problem, if it is there, I would want you to see this list and select which particular virtue, if you would have, that problem is not a problem anymore. If you have way to have this particular quality. Come. Nahi wo call. It's switching on. Okay, no problem. Okay. It's come. Oh, you can see there, is it? The ones behind, you can all see it too? Now see the... No, there's no TV. Here, only here. Here also? Yeah. So see the list with all the problems that you might be having. To know this is what I require to overcome that situation is wisdom. Not to go sit and talk to that person or change the place or change things. And you know, all that is so many things that you need to do. But the first most important thing is, this is what is lacking and I need to fill myself with it. So scan through this particular list. And if you see, a lot of people ask me, number 13, a lot of people ask me that how can detachment be a virtue? We're talking about detachment in the sense of not holding on, not clinging on to things. When it's done with, nothing can be done, but I'm still holding on. That kind of a detachment we're thinking about and talking about. So, what is that particular virtue? Would help you overcome the situation very, very easily if you were to inculcate it. Yes. As I said, all these virtues are within you. All of them. But there will be one very predominant, one or two very predominant, one that defines you. Like I said, if I were to ask someone very close to your parents or a spouse or a children, they will point it out easily. Yes. Who you are and what is it you require? How do you define yourself? Which particular virtue is that you are? And the virtue that you require now to be able to overcome the situations. When it comes to situations, what virtue do you think you need? You don't have to tell me your situation, but you just tell the virtue randomly from anywhere. Detachment. Okay. Any more? Contentment. Fearlessness. Wow. Patience. Lovely. Courage. Tolerance. Maturity. Honesty. Patience. Self-confidence. So when you are clear that this particular virtue, if I am able to imbibe, I don't have to go out there and try to rectify things, and I don't have to go spending time thinking so much. I don't have to go and sit across people and try to explain. This is wisdom. Because this is, when I was in college, they showed us a video. And it's called, the concept in psychology is called insightful thinking. Insightful thinking is like, they also call it the aha experience. So they showed one cage with an ape sitting inside, and they kept secretly one stick in the corner and a banana outside. Banana, they kept it a little far away, you know, and the ape wanted that banana and tried to reach it, tried really hard, but it can't get it into its hand. So it got very frustrated and started running around the cage, you know, beating its chest. After a while, it sat down. It actually sat down to think. Can you imagine that? The ape sat down to think that, what do I do about this banana? There's no point getting frustrated. And then it looked around. It saw that stick, took the stick, took it, put it out, and took the banana in and ate it. So the whole concept here is that the more I keep on blaming it something which is really far away and uncontrollable, and I can't manage it, it's a pure waste of time, and that's not being wise. But the minute you are in a little bit of silence, you understand, no, there's something wrong with my hand. It's not long enough. I need to do something here. I need to make it longer. And I'll find a solution. It's simple and easy and faster. But silence. So here we are. You've picked up. And who do you think you are? Who are you? Now let us say, my name is Shanti. And I don't have peace in my life. How does that name really define me, isn't it? Most of our names don't define us truly. But this should be your name. Whichever you selected as yourself, those are the ones that are really your names. What I'd like you all to do, so we will have a small little, lot of you don't know each other, right? But I don't want you to introduce yourself with your name, which doesn't define you. But introduce yourself with the name that who you truly are. You're not going to, you're going to get up for this exercise and going to meet each other, and you're going to introduce yourself. Hello, I am, for example, I am Honesty. Oh, nice to meet you, Honesty. I am Enthusiasm. Nice to meet you, Enthusiasm. This is how you're going to meet as many people as you can, right? But the thing is, you know, I remember there was this company where everybody knew each other. Everybody knew everybody. So this person is going up to another person and he said, I am Courage. Huh? He said, no, don't do that. Don't challenge them. Accept who they are, because, and respect it, and say, thank you very much. And this is who I am. Okay? And listen to the other person. Don't just say it. Like another place, another program, this person was Enthusiasm. He went up and said, I'm Enthusiasm. He's meeting everybody but not listening. You have to listen to. So shall we do this exercise? Reintroducing yourself with who you truly are. Okay? Shall we do that? For this exercise, you have to get up and move around. Go ahead. As many people as you can in the next 5 minutes. okay, then we come back. A lot of you are already coming back, so. Thank you. So, what is your name? Sweetness. Thank you. And what is your name, brother, yourself? Honesty. The one behind you? Oh, a lot of honesty, sir. And what is your name, brother?
Determination.
To be able to remember that, when you start your day and all through the day, and at the same time, if you can take the picture of this list and write down the names of the people who have those virtues, especially your family members, your colleagues, even your boss. But what is that virtue that they have? Because this is what makes you special. How you present this virtue in your life would be very different from the person who shares the same value. Like both of you are honesty, but then how you bring that honesty into life and how it helps others, that defines you. And that's your own unique signature. And people will remember you for it. But what happens is, this particular virtue continuously gets discharged. Because there's so many different thoughts and attitudes that keep forming on it, that it gets to the seabed somewhere. So you need to charge it. The more you keep charging it, the more you give that awareness, who am I? What am I? I am determination. I am on. You have to remind yourself of that. So the thing is, as it said, jaisi smriti, awareness, vaisi man ki sthiti, the state of mind. Jaisi man ki sthiti, vaisi vritti, the kind of attitude you create. Or jaisi vritti, vaisi drishti, the way you see the world. Or jaisi drishti, vaisi kriti, the kind of, you know, action you perform. Or jaisi kriti, vaisi srishti, the kind of world you create for yourself. And eventually, jaisi srishti, vaisi smriti, it comes back to smriti. It has to start with I am. Any transformation, it has to start with I am. I can't just go and do something in a determined way. It will be a lot of hard work until unless you don't determine it inside that I am that. So I was flying somewhere and there was this man next to me and he was asking me, sister, what all topics you speak about, and I think he was asking me, and I, you know, normally how I answer, I was just answering him, and then he said, Didi, I have to tell you one truth. So what, you know how many people are sitting on in this plane? I said, I don't know, 100 and odd, I don't know really, I've never counted. And so he said, Didi, they're all criminals, except you. And of course he has to tell that to me because he's talking to me. All of them are, how can you say that? No, they're all like that. I said, there are some people who just must have worked and going back home or something like that. So your drishti becomes, according to your attitude, your drishti becomes that. I've come across people who come up and tell me that, you know, why don't you bring your friends to faltu, sab faltu. It's a faltu, kaisa ho sakta. It becomes generalized, like everybody is bad, everybody. So, but then you have this signature, as I said. I'll just mention to you about another flight I had taken, and I was going to Mumbai, and I had this man who was sitting next to me who was a Sikh. So, and I think he was the busiest man on that plane. He had 3 mobile phones and all were ringing with different tunes. And he would pick up as, haan, abhi pohon jayenge, ek ghante mein wo pohon jayenge Mumbai and all that. He was giving instructions and what not and all that. The air hostess had to come and tell him to put it off because they're all ringing continuously. And he was very restless because the thing is, he had a middle seat and I was in the aisle. He was in the middle seat and he was very tall. So very restless he was all through. And when we landed, and he was the first one to get up naturally, to get off the plane immediately, and I got up, of course, because I'm in the aisle and I'm trying to take my luggage out from the overhead locker, and he was on the phone again. He says, phones are ringing. And one of them is on the phone and he said, you know, I'm going to get off the plane right now, but the madam in front of me is not letting me go. And the madam is me. And I said, no, I'm going to take it out. But anyway, I rushed out And I was getting off the plane. I don't expect much from air hostesses, especially in Indian Airlines. And I don't expect any air hostess for that matter, because that air hostess was standing with that namaste. And most times that gesture doesn't go with the expression. So she's like, you know, she's having namaste, but expression is go home quickly, I have to go home too, you know, kind of a thing. So I was getting off, but she was different. She looked at me and she said, you are Brahma Kumaris. They told me. I said, and she said, Om Shanti to me. I said, how do you know? Do you know Brahma Kumari? She said, I don't know. I asked someone, who is she? A nun or what she is? They said, she is Brahma Kumari. Om Shanti karte rehte hain. That's what they told. So, that's exactly how I am greeting you. I said, you know what Om Shanti means? She said, no. I said, Om means I am. Shanti means peace. So I am peace, your peace, no trouble please. So she smiled, and before I could get off, there was this man, the Sikh man right behind me. He's rushing out actually, he was just rushing out. And she said, Sat Sri Akal to him. And he looked at her and said, you made my day. And he started talking Punjabi with her. And he said, no sir, I'm from Kerala and all that. But he's like, you made my day. She could stop the most busiest man on the plane and made his day. She will not be paid one paisa more for that. But she added color, spice and fragrance in a very mundane job. This is what magic that this can do. Because this is your signature, and people don't forget. They will not forget. I was in the railway station Mumbai. I was taking a ticket to Pune and we were all standing in the queue. And our queue is like not moving at all. I mean, at least better than the one next to us. It was not at all moving. But they are the happiest crowd in that particular line, in that queue. I said, what's going on? They are so much, especially the ones who are closer to the counter would be restless. But they are laughing and all, and what's going on? And then I peeped, because I have to know. So I peeped, and then I saw the person behind the counter is actually talking. Usually they don't talk, they grunt. But he's like talking and laughing. Kahan ja rahe shaadi, kiski shaadi, jo, and all that. And they're all laughing. And nobody's feeling like, you know, they're waiting for so long. I said, look at that. He's changed that environment altogether. The ticket is to stand for hours together. And here is very joyful environment. He has made his signature confirmed. And the next time those people in the queue will go there, including me, will look for him. Wo counter pe jayenge hum. Naturally. Because chhaap lagti hai. The wisdom is to know what is my signature. Everybody wants to sign differently, isn't it? No signature matches with anybody. So if I have to be unique, I have to understand, this is who I am, this is what is my self-respect, and this is the moment that, you know, I know, and this is how I need to express it. That nobody around is able to do it, and I'm able to do it. Right? Most times, what is it I can contribute? What is it I can contribute? And that's exactly. We were in Bangkok, and we were in that place, and we were looking around, and then suddenly I see this couple. And they, I don't know what happened, but as soon as we came out, he was shouting at her like anything, and then he's crying. And she's not saying a word. That means she made a mistake. So she's not saying anything, and she's standing, and he's crying uncontrollably. He's crying, and I don't know what happened. And they both look like Indians, probably, you know, somewhere around Bangladesh or Pakistan, something like that. So I don't know who they are. So then I said, what is it that we can contribute here? Because they're not stepping out. 15 minutes they're standing there. I went around and I came there. They're still standing there. They're not moving. And he's not making a decision to go anywhere. And they're standing there. So I said, something I have to do. What I should do? What contribution I can make? I can't barge into their personal life. No, I can't do that. So I went and stood next to them. And I said, can I ask them time? Because I had a watch. How can I ask? So then slowly I turned to them and said, do you want water? Because he's crying, no? So do you want water? He got embarrassed naturally. No? Some stranger asking, do you want water? The wife is standing next to him, you know. So he didn't say anything. I said, I don't know anything. And I said, let me say something that will help them. That's all. There's nothing else I can do. Because how long can they stand here? Let me say something that will help them. So I don't know what the issue is, but I said, aisa hota rehta hai, I said. I don't know. I said, aisa hota rehta hai, sabke saath hota hai, I said. I don't know, what do you mean? But sabke saath hota hai, unke saath kya hua hai? So, sabke saath hota hai, aisa hota hai. But kya hai na, we have to move on. Kya kare, hota hai na. So they both smiled. I said, both of you hug. So they hugged. They're like, you know, whatever I tell, they're doing now. With that one sentence, aisa hota rehta hai. That's it. I said, now don't, just go home. And then somebody else walked by and came up and they told me, you know, sister, what happened? She lost all the money and the passports and everything. Everything she lost, including the cards and everything, whatever, all she lost. Hard work of that man must be, you know. And then I said, aisa hota rehta hai. I don't know. Abhi kiske saath hota hai, pata nahi. But I said, hota rehta hai. It hit them. I said, you know, we have to before we speak, to tell God, jo aapko mukh se kuch bolna hai, haan bol do. Before I came here, I was sitting in the meditation room. Maine kaha, aapko jo mujhse bolna ho. They are all wise people here. Wisdom kya main sikhaun? Oh, log jante hain because they live in the world. They are facing challenges every day. They know. But let the right thing come out of them. Right? What else can we do? So in every person that you meet, every interaction, what is it that I should do right here, right now? Because what I'm thinking, what I'm speaking has such an impact on my small little world. It has. It has an impact. Like, you know, I will just end with just two little anecdotes and I'll stop it. Happened to have Adidas showroom just, to our center. We are in the hills. And right down, there is one store. A lot of stores, one of them is Adidas store. That brother who owns it, he came up to me. He said, maine kya kiya ki mere saath aisa hota hai. Maine kaha, kya hua? He said, didi, pura, itne sare dukaan hai, mere dukaan mein chor aaya. Pura, mana whatever was there and the money took and went. So I said, who comes and closes the door, this shutter? And I only come. I have dinner, I come, I close the shutter and then I go. I tell manager everything and all instruction. I said, what do you think when you close the shutter? Just like that I asked him. Chor to nahi aayega. Main zarur sochta hun, har din. Shutter band karte samay. Maine kaha, that chor was going on his way somewhere. Actually. Aapne bulaya. इतना बुलाया तो जाना ही चाहिए. चोर आएगा आएगा तो जरूर आना ही वाला था. आ गया. तो लाइक दैट नोबडी कॉल्ड हिम. सो दैट्स व्हाट इट इज. थॉट्स, यू आर थ्रोइंग योर थॉट्स अराउंड. सो व्हाट एवर आई हैव स्पोकन, टू हैव दैट काइंड ऑफ विजडम, दैट मोमेंट ऑफ साइलेंस एंड टू बी एबल टू बी प्रिपेयर टू हैव दैट वर्च्यू एट द राइट टाइम, दिस इज नॉट गोइंग टू हैपन ओवरनाइट. आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू टेल यू दैट. लेट्स बी रियलिस्टिक, इट्स गोइंग टू टेक अ व्हाइल. That's why I always end with this little story, this anecdote. This is not real. This has not really happened. I read it somewhere. There was this lady who went to in Telugu is a mantra god, means it's like a magician. He goes up to the magician and she says, make me a potion, a magic potion, that if my husband were to drink it, he would feel only love from all of us. Because he's a very angry person and he is very violent. So he said, okay, bring the whisker of a lion, I'll make it. Wait, I don't know, bring it. So the outskirts of her village, there is a forest and it seems a lion would come and drink water there. So she would go there and she went and waited, and really a lion came at a distance and drank water. So every day she would go there and wait and watch the lion and come back home. So for 6 months, every day she'll take 2 steps forward. By the time it was 6 months, she was very close to the lion. And the lion got used to human presence, because she's coming and going. She tiptoed towards the lion and plucked his whisker. The lion said nothing. Koi baat nahi, leke jana. So she took that whisker and brought it to the magician and said, now make the magic potion for me. He examined it and said, oh my God, this is a magic. This is a lion's whisker. Said, yes, I've achieved it. So he said, and then he just left it to the air. She started crying. Itna mehnat karke main lekar aaya, aapne aise kiya. So he said, if you could tame a wild animal in 6 months.
One step at a time, one step at a time. Thank you for listening to me. Om Shanti. थैंक यू दीदी. अगर एक डेढ़ घंटा और बैठ जाएंगे तो यही चलता रहेगा. सो लेट्स ऑल होप दैट वी हैव अदर अपॉर्चुनिटी टू लिसन टू राधिका दीदी. एंड येस, विजडम इज नथिंग टू बी टू सीक आउटसाइड. इट्स जस्ट टू नो व्हाट टू डू व्हेन एंड हाउ. राइट. थैंक यू दीदी. थैंक यू फॉर शेयरिंग ऑल दोज नाइस एनेक्डोट्स. And any questions for Didi? Anybody would like to ask any questions because we have some time left. So if there are any questions, Didi, 5 minute agar koi question puche. Yes, please. You have to be louder.
So my question is that we all try to detach. We want to detach. Some of us do detach. I've noticed that the problem still doesn't go. So, if there's an issue in the family, I've detached, I'm not interfering. But that problem is still in front of me, right? Yes. So, what do we do there? How do we...
See, there are two types of detachments. One is that it also includes something negative in it. It's like, you know, you're wary of somebody and you get detached. It's like isolating them in the sense I don't want to deal with them because it's difficult to deal with you. That is not detachment. That is sending negative vibes. So they become very difficult. But detachment here is a very positive attitude in the sense I don't want to hold on to your weaknesses. I don't want to hold on to what you said or how you hurt me. I don't want to get into that. I don't want to cling on to that past. I want to move ahead and I want to have a fresh start. I'm not going to form an attitude towards you because I don't let that ruin my happiness. That detachment you're talking about. That is very easy. That's like sannyasis. I don't like it, I'll leave it and go. That's very easy. But it's like being a kamal pushpa, a lotus flower in murky water, but untouched. Yes, brother.
Are some of the virtues contextual in the sense based on context, based on situation, based on people? Some people can be very cheerful because they really like you.
Yes.
Similarly, determination towards a certain subject,
yes.
Discipline.
Yes.
So when you said you have to attribute in your family, in your workplace, in your relationships, certain virtues. But then suddenly it came to me that it is contextual. In some context they are so and so, in some context they can be very different.
Very, very different.
So how does one deal?
See, first, you know, every virtue works with balancing with another virtue. Now let us say any virtue, if you take any of them and you take it to its extremity, it becomes a weakness. Now let us say that, you know, I am a very content, you know, let's say a very content person. But then the extremity of contentment is laziness. An extremity of discipline is stubbornness. So the thing is, as you said, is contextual, is according to balance. I need to be very honest. I mean, I have to be honest because there is a certain requirement for it. But I cannot be honest without wisdom. I just can't go tell somebody you are wrong and you are bad, you don't have any quality in this particular task. I can't do that. I have to know how to present it, where to present it. So there should be sweetness and honesty. Just honesty won't help. Yeah. Yes. She's taken the mic. Yeah.
Om Shanti Didi. Oh. Thank you for the wonderful stories and the way you told the stories, it was amazing. So one of the stories was the husband and the wife, and you said that the husband should appreciate. So sometimes we become wise and we think that the other person is upset and we should appreciate. But sometimes some people are so negative that they find out negativity in appreciation also. Sometimes they might say, "Arre dekho, ye makkhan laga rahi hai." So what should we do in that kind of a situation where we know that we should appreciate, we should be positive, but the person is not understanding?
See, the thing is, if we do not have the right amount of, as I said, discrimination or wisdom, we will be contributing appreciation at a wrong time, wrong context, with the wrong person too. So, for every situation, appreciation is not the solution. Sometimes silence is. So let us say somebody is angry and getting irritated and you are telling them you are a very nice person, you are a very good person. They don't like it. And if, especially if a person doesn't think good about me, they're hurt by me. I've said something nasty and that person is hurt. And now I'm going and trying to pacify with appreciation. They won't like it because they want that to be resolved first. They don't want to get detached from that situation of which hurt them or which they're troubled by. And then they would like to accept your appreciation. And sometimes if somebody is there who is my boss, then you know, it's obvious that you know, why are you appreciating? So people would misunderstand you naturally. So you don't have to appreciate, you can just do whatever he tells you and he'll understand that you have good regard for him. Right, so. Yeah, you want it.
Didi, we've been... Sorry. We've been talking about how we're supposed to be human beings, not human doings. We've been talking about being blissful, being peaceful, not feeling peaceful. And today, also you said that first let them cry and then talk about it. So, it just seems like feelings are the problem, right? Like they come in the way of being rational. So why have we been given feelings?
See, feelings are not bad. Emotions are. See, let us say I have love. This is a beautiful feeling, na? It's a very beautiful feeling. I have love. But you go overboard with it. And you take it into the lane of attachment. Into its extremities. And expectations grows. If you have love, there won't be expectation, there will be hope. Hope is very different from expectation. Expectations, you suffer but you have to do what you have to do for me. I don't care what you feel, I don't care what. But when it comes to hope, it's like I can wait, I am patient, I know you're going to turn out the way you have to be. You know, there's a difference there. There's nothing wrong in a feeling, but when you keep dragging it to its extreme, and with lot of emotions, it gets contaminated.
Om Shanti Thiri. My question is with the virtues that you showed just before some time. So I identified my problem. My problem is like I get distracted easily. So the solution for that I found in the list was discipline. That matches with the solution. So I read these books like Atomic Habits and all. They all say that when we want to be in discipline, the 21 days rule or whatever thing that you want to achieve, everything can be achieved with consistency. And to be consistent, we can give us small rewards, that they say. But I try to apply it in my life to something, but these rewards and these habits and this consistency do not go in line, I felt. So what can be the solution for this? Like, I want to be consistent as well, but these rewards.
What I have seen that works every time when it comes to discipline is the aim. What is the kind of person that you want to become or the kind of work that you have to get it done? Is it said, jaisa lakshya waisa lakshan hai? Automatically you get disciplined. Something which is natural and organic, it comes into your life. You don't have to think so much and plan and strategize it. You don't have to. Aim should be very strong. It's not like I want to be a good person. But I have to start off with I am a good person and I have to, you know, remind myself of that and I need to do that because I am a good person. I am indisciplined, so I have to become disciplined. It doesn't work like that. With you start anything without self-respect, somewhere on the way it stops.
Vidatri will tell na when to stop. Killer situation,
being silent in a particular situation, how it will be different from compromising that situation?
See, compromising is about you totally don't agree with the environment or whatever is happening in the situation. You're not accepting it. But then you have to put up with it, so you are being quiet there. But silence comes with understanding. With that understanding that I speaking right now or doing something about it or challenging this person or challenging the situation is going to be detrimental now. And I understand that. So I've just decided to step back. There is a moment, there is a time when I'll have a conversation about it. But I'm not sitting here judging the person and doing all that, because when I judge a person, then of course it is, that is not a pure nice silence. It is not. It's not sweet silence. It's very bitter silence. And this bitter silence can travel. It can create havoc in relationships. I know people who don't talk to each other for months together. That silence we are not talking about.
Nama. Yeah. Okay, one last question from brother.
Yeah.
This is a follow-up question what she asked about detachment. Yeah. So, if we get detached from situation, like, so we will be more in terms of centric. We'll have equanimity, right? We'll be more. We'll not feel that sorrow, we'll be detached from the situation, what may happen. But at the same time, the side effect is like we may not feel happy also, right? So if you're not emotionally involved in the relationship, we are not emotionally involved in a lot of things, then we may not be joyous or we may not be that much happy. Detachment helps, right? It'll be give you that balance everywhere. But you will lose that kind of a sense of joy or a sense of drive, yeah, right, to that pleasure part also.
So, yes, you're right, what you're saying. The thing is, that's exactly why I explained to you when, that point 13, detachment does not mean cutting off. It's not cutting off. It's not clinging on. Clinging on to others' weaknesses. Yeah? But getting attached to their strengths. How about that? So when you get detached from somebody's weaknesses, nobody's denying or nobody's telling you don't look at their virtues, don't look at their qualities. Na? We're not saying that. So the more you see qualities in them, there will be love and not attachment. Attachment takes you on a very wrong path somehow. Love can save energy. And make it easy for the other person to change.
Yeah, but generally it is being said that if you are attached, like attachment and detachment cannot go together. That's what it's been there.
That is what it is said. But the thing is, the more you are able to give, it is possible that you are able to give more when you are detached. You give very less to people you are attached to. You only can cause sorrow very easily. So that's exactly why this detachment is a very healthy kind of detachment. Not that kind of detachment where you cut off and not deal with them and not talk to them and be judgmental. That is very unhealthy.
But won't people be in emotionally paralyzed state, right? They won't.
No, because love is a feeling. Na? When love is there, how can you get, that kind of isolation or you don't feel anything for the other person? How is that possible? Somewhere in our mind, we have associated memories that love should always happen. Somebody was telling me, sister, I have so much love, for my wife that we fight every day. Somehow there is that when we don't fight, when we don't quarrel and we don't keep on putting each other down, that means there is no love. I mean, somehow people have come to terms with it. But that is not really love. Love should make each other grow. Whether it's husband or wife or child or even a parent, anybody for that matter. It should make them grow. Okay.
Thank you so much, Didi. This reminds me ki thank you. This reminds me that love kehta hai, mera aapse pyar hai, aap hamesha khush raho. Attachment kehti hai, mera aapse pyar hai, mere saath hi khush raho. So love always goes with detachment.
Where there is attachment, there cannot be love. So yes, we will keep discussing about this in the, and we have a very beautiful session after in the evening at 4:30 about self-love. So let's love ourselves first, which we say in a short form, fly. First, love yourself. So let's fly in the evening. And just to remind you, before we leave for lunch, this pack that you have got has certain things for those who have joined late. So this card that you can see, it is a reflection card. It is blank because you have to reflect and write your reflections on this. Okay, that is the reason that this is blank. So whatever you feel, you already have notepads and pen, notebooks and pens, so you must be taking notes. But something that really, you know, hits you deeply and, you know, it leaves a mark, you can write it down on this so that you can reflect on it later. And these beads, these colorful beads that you have got, this is virtue, these are virtue beads. So what you have to do is, except for the speakers and the participants, if you see anybody around and you notice some of their virtues, you can pick up a bead and give it to them with gratitude, telling them what virtue you have noticed from them. Okay, so not many, just four, and we are here for around 3 days. One day has already, you know, almost gone. So, but make sure you utilize all these four virtue beads. And at the back of the hall, we have, at the end of the corridor, we have a digital wellness stall where you also have different exhibitions to tell you about what digital wellness is. We will have an exclusive session about it as well. And towards the side of the digital wellness stall at the back of the hall, we have a reflection silence, digital silence reflection corner. So you have these cards over there and you can pick up one card. So these cards are not in your pack, but they are at the corner. So you can pick up a card, reflect on this, sit down, write your reflections in this sticker, and you can use this sticker and you can stick it anywhere where you want, on your bags or notebooks and wherever you want. Okay, so these are for that. So anybody who has not collected this, can the beads and the reflection card, can please contact our volunteers and you can get one. And if you have any questions, I'm sure you're getting the answers while the sessions, but if you still have any questions, we have at the reflection counter, we have a little box, so you can write down your questions for the evening Q&A session and you can drop them in the box. Okay, 1 minute of silence and then we will go for our lunch. And our next session is in the evening at 4:30. Please be on time if you love yourself, because it's on power of self-love.